Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu, wa nasta'inu bihi wa nastaghfiruhu, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق الجهاد حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار. In the last khutbah that we had in this masjid, we spoke about the blessings of Ramadan, a blessed month only a mere few weeks away. And we spoke about some meanings of what Ramadan truly or should truly mean to a Muslim in his life. And from the ahadith that we mentioned of the virtue of Ramadan is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding this blessed month, تُفْتَحُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَتُغْلَقُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَحِيمِ وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ مَرَدَةُ الشَّيَاطِينِ. That in this blessed month, the gates of the heavens are open, and the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained up. Ramadan is the month of goodness, the month of forgiveness, the month of self-betterment. Ramadan is the month of mercy. Ramadan is the month in which you should, at the end of it, attain a characteristic, a blessed trait, and that is taqwa, God consciousness. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting the blessed month of Ramadan as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may be from the righteous, God conscious. This characteristic, this trait, once you attain it and it becomes a part of your life, you live for Allah Azza wa Jal within the boundaries that Allah Azza wa Jal has set for you. Because through your worship, you get to know who you are as a slave, and you get to know who Allah Azza wa Jal is to you as a Lord. You get to know the reality of this life. You get to know the reality that you are but laboring towards Allah Azza wa Jal. The reality that every single individual is but laboring towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal insanu in Ya ayyuhal insanu innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. O mankind, indeed you are laboring towards your Lord with great effort. And then after this laboring, the meeting, the judgment, where there are only two outcomes and no third. Two outcomes and no third. The first is a paradise which no eye has seen, nor ear has heard of, nor heart or mind has thought of, in the nearness of your Lord, the most gracious, the most merciful, for eternity. no fear, nor sadness, eternal joy and bliss. And the other abode, and the other outcome is the total opposite of what we just mentioned. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. We ask Allah for His protection and His mercy. The smart Muslim is the Muslim that prepares. That prepares himself and sets his goals straight. Sets his path straight to make sure that when he gets to this meeting or to this judgment, he has set himself to one of either abodes. He has taken the path of paradise or the path of Jahannam, wal-iyadu billah. However, the smart Muslim, he sets his goal straight so that when he meets Allah Azza wa Jal, he meets him on the path of the people of paradise. Seeking, striving, and sacrificing for this goal, for this path. Doing everything he could to reach the inevitable paradise. We ask Allah to make us from its inhabitants. From Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy upon us, from Allah's mercy upon His slaves, is that He has given us seasons of blessings. And from the greatest acts of worship, and the greatest seasons of worship, is Ramadan, in where you can get near to Allah Azza wa Jal, get close to Him. In this month, sin is forgiven abundantly. Hasanat is given out abundantly. People are saved from Jahannam. Sin is completely wiped away in this month. This is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal upon us in this blessed month. But with that being mentioned, Alhamdulillah, we see Muslims around the world, majority of the Muslims, from all walks of life, they fast this month. But there begs a question, and this is what we're going to discuss, inshallah, today. Everyone fasts, but does everyone attain taqwa? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Does everyone attain taqwa in Ramadan? Are every person, do their sins, all of them get wiped away? Allah says that for every single night, there are people that are expelled from Jahannam. Are we from those that are expelled from Jahannam? Allah says that if you were to stand the night in prayer, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive your sins. If you were to fast the month of Ramadan, Allah will forgive your sins. Are we from those people? The simple answer, not necessarily. Not necessarily your sins have been forgiven in Ramadan. And not necessarily your ranks have been raised. Not everyone will attain that status. Not everyone will reap the rewards and the fruits of Ramadan. There are people, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that will physically fast by refraining and abstaining and staying away from eating and drinking, but all they achieve is hunger and thirst. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, warning us, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ حَظُّهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشُ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ حَظُّهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ السَّهَرِ. It may be that, be careful and pay attention to this hadith. It may be that a fasting person achieves from his fasting is thirst and hunger. And it may be that all a person that stands the night in prayer, all he achieves is sleeplessness. How many people fasted Ramadan, abstaining away from food, abstaining away from drinking, and all that Allah Azza wa Jal has made permissible for you, and at the end all they achieve is hunger and thirst, and they achieve no reward whatsoever. The matter is serious, and it concerns me, you, and everyone that we care about. It may well and truly be that I may fast Ramadan, or in that case, any act of worship that I do before and after and during Ramadan, that I do it and then it's rejected, or not accepted, or barred, that Allah Azza wa Jal rejects it. And in this there's a dalil. There is a reality that we must beware of and must be cautious of. For example, the deeds of son of Adam I brought forth to Allah Azza wa Jal and are raised to Allah Azza wa Jal every Monday and Thursday. And Allah accepts and rewards and forgives every single individual that has iman in his heart, except for two. Except for two people that have hatred, envy, and spite to one another until they make up. So yes, a person's deeds can be rejected, and they can be withheld, and they can be barred, even if this person may be doing the right things, even if his intentions are correct, and even if he's doing the act of worship itself correctly, in this case fasting. It may be barred by a sin or another act that has nothing to do with the act itself. And for this, we must prepare and we must ask ourselves every day before Ramadan, during Ramadan and after Ramadan, did our worship get accepted? Did Allah Azza wa Jal accept our deeds? Were our deeds raised to Allah Azza wa Jal and accepted by Allah? Especially coming up to Ramadan, we must prepare. We must ask ourselves and see and put ourselves on this scale. Are there any barriers between you and your deeds from being accepted to Allah Azza wa Jal? Is there stop? Is there something? Is there a sin? Maybe a sin that you do secretly, or a sin that you do publicly, a sin that you boast about, or a sin that you do not like anyone knowing about, that may well and truly be a barrier between you and your deeds being accepted. Because we have heard many times, every single Ramadan, we hear the ahadith that encourage us to fast Ramadan. Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba. To stand the night in prayer, man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba. To worship Allah Azza wa Jal on the night of Laylatul Qadri. Man qama Laylatul Qadri imanan wa ihtisaba. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. We hear these ahadith every single year, that his sins are forgiven. He who fasts, he who stands the night in prayer, he who stays the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, up in worship, his sins are forgiven. But have you ever asked yourself, what makes you think that I will be from these people that their sins are forgiven? What makes you think that you're going to be from the people that Allah saves from Jahannam every single night? If you have something to bar you, or to expel you, or a barrier between you and your deeds being raised to Allah Azza wa Jal. So we must prepare. We must look for all shortcomings, any sin, small or big, that may be a barrier between you and your deeds being accepted. And we must amend, and we must rectify, and we must fix, and we must assess ourselves to make sure that when Ramadan comes, we are on the right path. That we are on the path that will lead us to taqwa, which will inevitably earn us the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, which will earn us the paradise of Allah Azza wa Jal. Life is but opportunities. They come and they go. And it's up to you to either benefit from these opportunities or to let them go and you lose out. Seasons that come and go, it's either you benefit or you miss out. And then when you miss out, there's regret. Should I? Had I? Could I? Maybe next year. What if there isn't a next year? Then there's the regret, that this regret will have no benefit for you whatsoever. Because what's done is done, and what's gone is gone, and you may never see an opportunity like this again. So make the most of it and prepare. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين.
الحمد لله وكفى
ولا عدوان إلا على من ظلم وبغى، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث المصطفى صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، there's a hadith that sums up where you stand in regards to your worship in general, and in this case to your Ramadan, if it's accepted or rejected. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يضع طعامه وشرابه. What does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Whoever does not give up false speech and acting upon it, Allah has no need of him giving up his food and drinking. Worship in Islam is not only physical activities or actions that you do. You raise your hands and you put them on your chest, and then you go into ruku' and then you go into sujood, or you stop eating and you stop drinking. Islam is not just a physical religion. Well, Islam is, and more importantly, spiritual, in the sense where your acts of worship must elevate you and purify you. Allah says in the Quran regarding the prayer, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing. So prayer, if done correctly, not just actions, but prayer, if done correctly, in all its meanings, it should assist you and abstain you from doing sin and wrongdoings and immorality. And this is the meaning of this hadith. This is the meaning of this hadith, that if you do not stay away and stop evil actions, if you do not stop false speech and false actions, and you continue to do this, and you are not a person that is purified and elevated by your fasting, then Allah does not want from you your hunger and your thirst. Allah Azza wa Jal needs not your hunger and your thirst. Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to purify yourself and to elevate yourself. And that is what is the meaning from the verse, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is what you attain if you fast correctly. This is what you attain if you worship Allah Azza wa Jal correctly in Ramadan. Far away from evil action and evil speech, no matter how big or how small. And the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, and the Salaf that followed them, understood this point correctly. Umar radiallahu anhu said, fasting does not mean abstaining from food and drinking only. Rather, it is also abstaining from lying, falsehood, and idle speech. And Jabir radiallahu anhu said, when you fast, then let your hearing fast. When you fast, let your sight fast. When you fast, let your tongue fast from lying and sin, and stop abusing servants. And it was mentioned that the least of fasting is abstaining from food and drinking. So refraining from food and drinking isn't the centerpiece of Ramadan and your fasting if everything else is still the same. So for this, we summarize and we say, let this Ramadan be different. Prepare for your Ramadan from now. Don't let Ramadan come and then be caught up and rushed, and the Ramadan swiftly and quickly goes and you have not gained anything. Don't let there be barriers between you and your Ramadan being accepted. Let these seasons be a benefit for you, a reason for you to earn the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. For in it is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. This meaning and many more meanings, in which we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, if He gives us life, that we may discuss these points and these meanings in further khutbah bi-idhnillah Azza wa Jal. But for now, let's start by stopping. Let's start by stopping. Stopping all sin. Stopping all evil actions. All evil speech. And I mean all. And you know what is all. Look at yourself and say, if Allah Azza wa Jal was to see me doing this action, or if Allah Azza wa Jal was to see me saying, or to hear me saying this phrase or this speech, will He be pleased from me? If the answer is yes, then say Alhamdulillah. And if the answer is no, then this is what you're meant to stop. This is what you're meant to train yourself and prepare yourself to stop. So it's not told to you at the end, you've wasted your time. Why did you fast? Why did you get hungry and thirsty? There is no need for Allah Azza wa Jal for you to get hungry and thirsty if it does not elevate you and purify you inwardly and outwardly. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم يا سامع الصوت ويا سابق الفوت ويا كاسي العظام لحما بعد الموت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إننا كنا من الظالمين اللهم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات بكرمك يا ربنا قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.